On a short week, the Eagles look to end a long losing streak. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast, episode 56. I'm insider Dave Spadaro with you as the Eagles try to put a positive end on this 2016 regular season with home games against NFC East rivals New York and Dallas. Only a few days have passed since the Eagles lost in Baltimore, but so much has happened. Lane Johnson returned to the team after a 10-game suspension for violating the NFL's performance-enhancing drug policy. There has been some roster juggling, with running back Kenyon Barner's season ending on injured reserve. Offensive tackle Jason Peters and defensive tackle Fletcher Cox were voted to the Pro Bowl. For Peters, it is his seventh time as an Eagle going to the Pro Bowl, joining franchise luminaries Reggie White and Brian Dawkins at such a high plateau. Cox makes the Pro Bowl for a second consecutive season. Congratulations to both of those players. Amid the busy week, the focus is on ending a five-game losing streak, and having Johnson back should help an offensive line that has gone through so much this season. The Eagles were 3-1 with Johnson in the lineup at right tackle and 2-8 without him. He came back on Monday and was immediately moved into the starting lineup for Thursday's game. I had a chance to talk to Johnson one-on-one about his return. Lane, what was it like to get back into the building?
Felt good. Felt good to get out there and practice with the guys. I feel like you're a part of something again. Obviously, have a lot to prove. Let a lot of people down, including myself.
What was it like for 10 weeks? What did you do? What went through your mind?
Sundays were tough, to be honest with you. Wouldn't necessarily watch the whole game, but I watched some of it. But just try to stay in shape. So when I came back last 2 weeks, if we were in the playoff contention or not, just try to be in shape to where I could play.
How did you ward off feeling really down, depressed, just bummed out about the whole season?
Just try to stay away from Twitter and try to stay away from negativity. I think your input determines your output kind of with the way you think. So other than that, just sort of lay low, kept my head in the dirt, and just train.
You have such a bright future with your career. Final lesson here, I mean, is it never ever gonna, again, Eagles fans want to see you on the field, never ever 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 gonna happen again kind of thing? I mean, is that like
it can happen? I mean, otherwise I'm gone. So from that standpoint, man, I mean, my vow to them is to play as hard as I can and be the best player I can, and I think when I reach my full potential, I think I'll be a great player in this league.
What will it be like Thursday? How difficult will it be after 10 weeks?
It's gonna be interesting. You know, not being in a primetime situation in a long time, but it's going to be exciting just to be out there with my friends again.
What did you do from a football standpoint? How can you simulate what you missed on the field and what you missed in practice?
The way I was training, we do a lot of explosion stuff, a lot of core work. I'd do some kick slides, you know, with resistance, and I'd have some guys come do some pass rush moves, stuff like that, kind of simulate a pass rush. So that's what I did.
Well, good luck. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you.
Find out what it really feels like to play for the Eagles with the all-new Eagles Fantasy Camp held from April 6th through the 8th at Lincoln Financial Field. The weekend includes Eagles legends, team practices and games, behind-the-scenes tours, and much more. Register now at EaglesFantasyCamp.com.
Head coach Doug Peterson's chore has been to get his team back physically and emotionally after the tough loss in Baltimore, and he thinks the Eagles will be ready to fly high at Lincoln Financial Field in the nationally televised game against the 10-4 Giants. New York Giants come to town. Doug, what kind of football team is this? What are they doing differently than they did first time around?
Well, I think the biggest thing is defensively they're playing extremely well. They're playing sound. It's a team that with all the different acquisitions in the offseason, sometimes there can be a little bit of time for these players to gel, and what you're seeing is these guys coming together now and playing extremely well. And you know, from a scheme standpoint, they don't do a lot. What they do well. And offensively, I think it all starts with Eli and how well he commands and sort of directs the offense. And he's got some playmakers that are making plays for him, and they've just been consistent. They've been able to figure out some ways to win games.
As you've watched the film this week, have you seen things that maybe you didn't see the first time around reviewing that game?
You do. You even see it from our own players and from just watching our game, watching it over and over and over. You see things that pop up and things you would do differently and things we'll do differently in this game. But, you know, at the same time, you know, we're so late in the season that you're not going to fool or trick anybody, and you just got to go line up and play, and it comes down to execution. I just felt like in the first game we didn't execute very well, particularly on offense. We had the early turnovers that got us down 14-0, and those are the things that we can't do. But yet we battled and came back and had an opportunity at the end to win that football game.
Lane Johnson's back. How has he been received in the locker room? How have you received him?
The players have been excited. They're excited. You know, they're excited to get him back, and they've sort of, I think, anticipated his return. And, you know, it's really a good time to get him back with some of the injury that we had at the offense or have had at the offensive line position. And, you know, it's great to get him back in the building. I know we only got the two games left, you know, learning situation for him, you know, with what he's gone through. And now he can full attention on the field and get himself ready to play.
How desperate do you feel for a victory? 5 straight losses, 9 of 11, etc.
You want to win. You want to win for the guys. And, you know, it's more so for them, I think, than it is for as a coach. But you do whatever you can to make sure your guys are prepared prepared mentally. And we're on a short week, obviously, but at the same time, I know our guys will be ready to go and see what we can do.
Have you seen it wear on Carson even a little bit?
I haven't. Even in these last few weeks, I think he's gotten stronger and he's gotten better. You know, he's seeing the field a little bit and he's making plays. And it was evident again the other night how he led the team back to a chance to win that football game. And he's definitely doing everything right. And we got to keep him on that track.
Thanks and good luck.
Thanks, Dave.
New York's surprising success has largely been attributed to the defense, which had an offseason makeover in free agency and has seen it pay off. The Giants are winning in the trenches, and they are defending the pass much better than a season ago. Eagles offensive coordinator Frank Reich provides an overview of New York's defense and its aggressive scheme.
Yeah, their defense is playing really well. They're getting after the passer, you know, rushing the passer very well. They have two really good corners, obviously a good secondary. They have good personnel on their defense, and it just seems like they're hitting their stride defensively. You know, we know Spags is a very good coordinator, so they're playing with a lot of momentum right now and playing at a high level. Really good in the red zone, really good on third down, pretty good against the run, so be a good challenge for us.
I'm head coach Doug Peterson.
Touchdown, Eagles!
You're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spadaro.
New York's offense? Well, we know how good the Giants are when quarterback Eli Manning has time to throw to a super talented group of wide receivers led by Pro Bowler Odell Beckham Jr. On a short week, defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz thinks the familiarity of the Giants' offense helps the Eagles prepare for this challenge.
You know, scheming's a little bit easier for this game because it's an opponent that we've already played this year. So with a couple changes, you know, we thought they were going to give Vereen back, but obviously he's not coming back. Other than that, it's pretty much the same group. The right tackle has changed, and they're using their tight ends a little different way. But Eli's Eli, their scheme stays the same, which makes it, from a schematic preparation standpoint, makes it a little bit easier. We have to sort of brainwash ourselves into getting on a schedule. Players are very regimented. Coaches are very regimented. Today's Saturday, and then next day Sunday, and you can go on fumes for a week, you know, and have a little chance to catch our breath after this.
In a 5-9 season, the Eagles have learned that the difference between winning and losing in the NFL truly comes down to a play or two here and there. The Eagles are 0-6 in one-score games, including Sunday's one-point loss to the Ravens. Why is it so difficult for the Eagles to get over the hump? Former Eagle Brian Westbrook talks about that and more in our press coverage. Brian, yet another one possession loss for the Philadelphia Eagles. 0-6 in that department. I'm not going to ask you how you recover from that, but I'm going to ask you, why do you think they're losing those kinds of games this year?
Well, you know, it never comes down to one possession or just one play in these types of games. You lose it along the way. When you don't finish halves the way that you need to, and when you don't start halves the way that you need to, you're giving up touchdowns in both situations. That's when you lose a game. And it came down to one possession at the end. But at the same time, if you don't step up and play throughout the entire game, then at the end, you'll never find a way to win.
How can this Eagles offense become a great offense? When will it become a great offense?
Well, you have to be consistently good at something to become a great offense. We've been consistently good at turning the football over. We've been actually consistently good at not being consistent. We had a run game this week. We haven't had that run game for a long time. We weren't very good in our pass game. We weren't very good at some of our protections. We have to be consistent at things, and right now we're not consistently catching the football. We're not just doing enough, and when you don't have enough players, that's what happens. You're not consistent at anything.
You came to the Philadelphia Eagles in 2002. Went to the NFC Championship game. 2003, went to the NFC Championship game, which you missed. That's really the reason the Eagles lost. 2004, you get Terrell Owens. It seemed to make a big difference. When you are a player and you add a big-time wide receiver like that, how does it impact you? I mean, not only on the field, but in the locker room, preparation for the game, mental game against the defense.
Well, when you think about what T.O. brought, he brought something to our practice habits that made us a better team. We were already a good team. We were NFC leader at that point, but he brought better practice habits for us, and so we improved ourselves by improving our practice habits. But when you look at the defensive side of things, they have to cover more people. You have to dedicate up two guys to stop a guy like Terrell Owens. And that's two guys that you have to take away from guys like myself and Chad Lewis and things like that. And so now, instead of having two guys watching me come out of the backfield, they only have one guy. And then I can win that matchup more times than I would lose them. And so that just helps you. When you have more playmakers, it's more for the defense to have to defend. And that's a better thing as an offense. Many people say, hey, well, there's not enough balls to go around. You were rather have that problem than to have the problem of not enough playmakers on offense.
Who has impressed you with this offense this season?
You know, I think the play of the offensive line, at least last week, has been pretty impressive. You know, they're working with a lot of backup reserve guys. I think Seumalo has impressed me. I think Jason Peters, being a Warrior, being 34 years old, coming out and playing every single week, has impressed me just a bit there. You know, I think Carson Wentz continues to do good things as a rookie quarterback. There's a lot of things that he needs to work on, but as a rookie, when you don't have a lot of playmakers around you, you don't have a consistent run game, I think he's played pretty well.
How about tight end Zach Ertz, productive, Jordan Matthews? I mean, other than those two, maybe Trey Burton as well, do you see other players in the skill position area that you really can count on moving forward?
The development of Zach Ertz over the last 2 weeks, after he got questioned his toughness, has been remarkable. He looks like a totally different player. He's blocking better. He's running better routes. He's getting yards after the catch. He's catching more balls. That's what he has to do more consistently. Here's that word again, consistency. And I think that's something that he can lean on to and move on to next year. That's important. I think when you have another playmaker on the outside, that increases Jordan Matthews' productivity. He's going to make him even a better player. And when you look at Trey Burton, he's an athletic guy. He's going to help you on special teams. He's going to help you at a tight end position. He's a guy that you can use at a lot of different positions. Those are the type of guys that you need on the team.
How do you see Eagles-Giants on Thursday?
I think it's going to be a tough game. Defensively, we had a lot of mistakes in the back end, and that's what the Giants want to do. They want to throw the football. They want to give their wide receivers a lot of opportunities to catch balls. I think it's going to be a difficult game for Jim Schwartz. Do you blitz or do you not blitz? And if you don't blitz, do you give Eli Manning too much time? If you do blitz, now you're one-on-one with guys like Odell Beckham Jr., and that hasn't been a great recipe for success for us. And so it's a big-time dilemma. We're going to need great play out of our front four. We've been saying it all season long. If we want to win, our front four have to have a great game.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
In this week's Merrill Minute, the Hall of Famer Merrill Reese talks about the core of the Eagles looking into the future.
The Eagles are in the Super Bowl! The Eagles Groundhog
Day! It's Groundhog Day! They did it again!
They got it on the end zone! I don't believe it!
This game could be in a museum.
When you look at the core of this team, the players that you build around, we have to start with the quarterback because Carson Wentz is such an impact player. I am convinced that he will be a top 10 quarterback in the very near future. He's got the talent, he's got the athleticism, he's got the brains, the athletic ability, he has the leadership qualities that are so important. So I'm very, very impressed with him. I think you have the basis of some talent on this offensive line. I like what I saw of Seumalo the other day. I think Vitae has a bright, bright future. It'll be interesting to see where Lane Johnson is when he returns. Going to the tight end position, I think Zach Ertz has come into his own, and I think he made a tremendous catch, an extraordinary catch in the game the other day. But I think when you look at the defense, you start with Fletcher Cox, you look at Brandon Graham, Jordan Hicks, and of course, Malcolm Jenkins. I think that is the strength of your defense. There are some obvious holes in this team. You've got to add more in the way of a pass rusher. You've got to add more in the secondary, and the team still needs an impact wide receiver.
Finishing the year with some wins, even though there is no playoff season coming, is the goal for the locker room. The Eagles are 0-4 in the NFC East, and that is an area that needs to be examined heading into next season. So these games against the Giants and the Cowboys have some meaning. Safety Malcolm Jenkins, a third alternate to the Pro Bowl, understands the importance of winning the last two of 2016.
I mean, it's huge. You know, we're in a huge side right now. We're evaluated on wins and losses, you know, plain and simple. So you can never be okay with losing. And right now we're fighting to get a win, especially the last 2 weeks. You can go out on a positive note. You can kind of build a foundation to roll into next year. You know, in December, you got to find ways to win when you're tired, you're banged up, a short week. These are lessons that we're learning now and that hopefully we'll carry into another season.
So how do the Eagles beat the Giants? Here is Fran Duffy and our scouting report.
Thanks, Dave. And the number one thing that I'm going to be watching in this game will be the Eagles' defensive line against the New York Giants passing game. And what do I mean by just the passing game? It's not just the offensive line that the Eagles are going to have to deal with. It's also Eli Manning and Ben McAdoo's scheme. He wants the ball to come out of the quarterback's hand as quickly as possible. A lot of quick three-step, maybe five-step drops. That means that the Eagles' defensive line has to impact the thrower in other ways that's not just found in the sack column. So you're going to need the Eagles to get into Eli Manning's face, force him off of his spot, get him to move out of the pocket. The longer he holds onto the ball, the better. And now you're asking the defenders in the secondary to lock onto their receivers. Because remember the game back in week 9 when the Eagles traveled up to the Meadowlands? It was all about Eli Manning getting rid of the ball as quickly as possible. And the Eagles were really in a tough spot to try and impact the throw. And so many plays where he was able to deliver the ball downfield, the Eagles defensive line looked like it was missing, when in reality, the ball was just coming out of the quarterback's hand as quickly as possible. So really it's going to come down to both sides of the defense. The secondary doing a good job early in the down, giving the defensive line time to get to Eli Manning. And once the line has time, they have got to make Manning pay, whether it's moving him off his spot, whether it's impacting the throw, or bringing him to the ground. There have been too many examples of the defensive line not doing that this year, and that's going to be key to watch in this game against an offense that's tough to get the quarterback to the ground.
That's it for this Eagles Live podcast, episode 56. We're back next week as we look at the season finale against the Dallas Cowboys. And then, of course, we will be around to keep you up to date on the Eagles in the offseason. Thanks to Brian Thomas and Richard Shue for their great work on the podcast. And thanks to you for joining in each and every week. Have a great Eagles day, and go Eagles, beat the Giants.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!